Did you find any value in teaching to non-objectivist students in university classrooms? From the point of view of your personal enjoyment, what were the pros and cons of teaching non-objectivist versus objectivist? Well, I don't want to give offense to objectivists, but I enjoyed the non-objectivist students more because they were a challenge, whereas the objectivists tended to come in agreeing with me and were more concerned to take notes than to raise hell. I particularly thought it was a good, enjoyable task when a question would be asked by a non-objectivist and bring a whole wrong context. So to give a real answer, you'd have to give 10 or 1 hour, and you only have a minute, and to figure out a way to break through that context so he and the class could see it briefly was a good challenge. I think the thing I most enjoyed, I always, even as a child, enjoyed explaining things clearly. I wanted to be a teacher long before I knew anything about philosophy. The biggest enjoyment I got was getting all these skeptical kids who came into the class at the beginning, getting them to regard philosophy as important. They all believe this is a compulsory course, it's worthless, it's the humanities. And I always told them, I want to see how many of you still think that at the end. And if you really do, I'll give you a higher grade for your honesty. So they had the incentive to say no. And then we spent a lot of time on showing that they have philosophies and that it influences them deeply. And we did it not just abstractly, but through discussing a number of issues. And did this to classes of not of humanity majors who weren't very good, but of nurses, businessmen, engineers, etc. And I found that it was pleasurable. And at the end, a great number said, well, we're not going into philosophy, but I certainly respect it now as a subject. And that, to me, I was a salesman of philosophy. Well, that's I've really been all my life, because all of my books have been to sell the importance of philosophy, more than to discuss philosophic issues. So I've kind of been more the propagandist for the importance of philosophy. And let me just end by saying it is remains true that the best students in any class almost always were the objectivists, because they have such a formed motive to learn the subject.